This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
If I could recommend anything to people, it would be find a long-lost half-brother. Because it's pretty cool, I'm not going to lie. If you can do it, do it. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Riggs never occurred to me until I talked to another guy who had been adopted by a stepfather very young.
Yeah.
He heard your story on the air. Never even occurred to him. He might have half-brothers and sisters in the area. And I said, I bet a lot of people listening, I just assumed that was a natural thought, but it's not. It's not, is it?
No, you think about the ones that you spend the most time with, and those are the ones that exist in your life. You don't think there's other offspring out there.
But then to find out you have other siblings is like mind blowing for some people. And I'm like, you could like imagine if you met the wrong chick on Tinder. You know what I mean? Like if you met your sister.
So I got a half brother that lives in Waukesha that I found out, you guys.
Dude.
And we started hanging out and he came to the Lion King with us on Thursday night. I had tickets to the Lion King. My wife was out of town. I had an extra ticket. Gibbons went with Mama G.
Yep.
And I invited my half brother. He came along with as well. So we all met before at Vagabond for some tasty tacos.
The old Rudy's. The old Rudy's by Water Street Brewery.
Yeah. Yep.
Vagabond for some tacos. Where it was me, my half brother, and then sitting across from us was Mama G, Gibbons' mom, Allie, Gibbons' prom date from how old?
from 15 years ago in high school, yes.
Yeah. To my left was Pottery Guy.
Yeah. It was a hell of a table.
And then Allie, too. Everybody was there.
I was across, and I got lucky. I ended up across from his brother.
Oh, yeah. She got to grill
him. Which is like Riggs' worst nightmare, because I was like, oh, perfectly in spot.
I planned that.
I can ask him everything I want. And as soon as I started shooting off questions, everyone started cringing, but not me. I kept going. I said, I need info, mister. Need info.
I was on the total other end of the table, so I have
literally...
You don't
know what I asked the guy? You were down by like Riggs and Pottery Guy. Riggs was in between Pottery Guy and his brother. Uh-huh. I'm like way far away from Pottery Guy, so I could focus completely on Riggs' brother.
Yeah. Yes.
I was asking things, and go ahead and just, if it's inappropriate, scream inappropriate as soon as I tell you the things I ask.
Let me turn my mic off. Hold on. I'm going to turn my microphone off.
If it's appropriate, okay, Gibbons?
Okay, all right. I'm the judge here. Okay.
So here's the things I asked his Riggs' half-brother that he was just hanging out with.
I don't get a say in this. This is my own half-brother.
I said, tell me appropriate. Did you know about Riggs?
Appropriate.
When did you find out about Riggs?
Appropriate.
Yeah. How did your father tell you about Riggs?
Appropriate.
Oh, these are all okay.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I was going in depth with him about like, did you know Riggs existed? He said, not until he showed up at the radio station when he was like 13 and his dad said, here's your brother. And he like his dad didn't even warn him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He told me that. I blew my mind.
Yeah, 8 or 9 years ago, the first time he met me and the first time I met him was the same time he even found out that I existed.
And
yes.
Riggs was an adult, but he was a kid. So you imagine walking in like to the station and you're a kid and your dad's like, oh, here's your brother, by the way. And you're like... Huh? So I said to him, did he ever tell you anything else about Riggs? Not really, no.
No.
Just kind of showed up and said, here's your brother.
He did tell him that he bought me a $2,000 laptop for my first marriage that fizzled and was terrible.
Was that true?
No, he didn't buy me a laptop.
Oh my God!
I didn't know if he had bought like one thing and then held on to that for years, telling everyone what he had done. So he didn't even buy the laptop.
Yeah, I was previously married, right, before. Uh-huh. And my birth father came to that first wedding, which was obviously... I blame him for the whole thing.
He shows up for the events to make it look like he's involved. Yeah. We've discovered that.
Yeah, that's all. He showed up. I think he may have given a card, maybe a gift certificate. I don't remember.
He said he got you a $2,000.
I would remember a $2,000 MacBook laptop, Allie. Wouldn't you remember a computer, a $2,000 computer?
You think so?
So he goes back home and tells his family, oh, I got him a $2,000 laptop computer. He never got me a computer. He lied.
What a douche.
He's a compulsive liar. He did sit down, though, Riggs' little half-brother and say, Riggs got the good hair. He's like, I'm balding. Yeah, I got that jerk's receding hairline. That's exactly what he said. I started laughing.
But I found out having a half brother is like hanging out with yourself. I felt like I was hanging out with a younger version of Riggs. It was awesome.
Bro.
We have so much in common. We both love taking road trips. We're both awkwardly silent. We're both introverts. It's great.
Allie grilled him when we were out before the Lion King, but Mama G grilled him inside of the Lion King.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you her thoughts next.
I need to hear more.
Get your tea ready.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.